In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The parish I know of was having a meeting about the ordination of women. During the discussion, the church warden's wife got up and said, "Well, I don't think this is a good idea. I mean, what about her husband? If she has to go out and take the evening service, who's going to make his tea?" Well, it is true as well, I assure you. Well, you can see what she meant, and Martha certainly could, and I expect Jesus got his tea that day as well. But it wasn't doing Martha any good, was it? She was driven to distraction by all this busyness. The reading from the prophet Amos also tells us there that there is something unhealthy about a society that is driven by both business and busyness, where everything is turned into a commercial opportunity, even religious festivals. And we think the commercialization of Christmas and Easter is a modern phenomenon, but there it is back in the book of Amos, 3,000 years ago nearly. The Swiss National Council of Churches, AGCK, Arbeitsgemeinschaft Christlicher Kirchen in der Schweiz, recently agreed to join the Sonntagsallianz. At the meeting, I was able to tell them something about the experience in Britain, where Sunday is now the busiest shopping day of the week. This has had a harmful effect on family life, especially among the lower paid who rely on the money, but then don't have a day when all the family can be together. Organisations like the Boy Scouts, sports clubs, and obviously churches have also suffered because people are not available on Sunday. And legal protection has been eroded so that Christians increasingly find themselves forced to choose between going to church and keeping their job. So those of you who will be able to vote in the referendum, I ask you to remember what has happened in Britain and other places where Sunday is no longer special. As if that were not enough, Amos points to other dangers in the 24/7 society. There are people, he says, who cannot wait for the Sabbath to be over so that they can go back to doing business. In fact, making money has come to dominate their lives and inevitably leads to dishonesty, overcharging, using false weights and measures. The poor in particular are being cheated. It's a picture of a society that has lost its moral compass in the scramble to make ever greater profits. Again, it's a scenario that keeps on repeating itself. It has been suggested, for instance, that the Reformation took hold in Geneva because Calvin abolished many of the religious feast days, thus resulting in a longer working week. And he also relaxed the church's prohibition on lending at interest. Undoubtedly, this led to faster economic growth in some places. But it's also led to the situation where we now have companies that offer payday loans at 1,500% interest or more. Amos prophesies that God will send terrible punishment, wailing, dead bodies, earthquakes and floods. And when we read that, it's important to realize that the Old Testament picture of God is not like that of pagan gods up in the sky, sending down thunderbolts or causing natural disasters when they are angry. The correct biblical understanding is that sin, evil, has its own consequences built in. Greedy exploitation of the rainforest causes landslides and floods. Banks that put profit before ethics have collapsed. Overheated economies have impoverished whole countries. This is a long way from poor Martha feeling run off her feet. But the fact remains that this relentless busyness is not good for us, whether physically, emotionally, spiritually, morally. If we offer to God our time, He will make time. Time to do all that we have to do, but also time to be still and to know God. Amen.